and took this partition out and put that divider there.
Uh-huh.
To make this a den and kitchen together.
Yeah, it makes it a nice big open space.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And this is a big walk-in closet. That's the only closet in the house. You know, when we built, there wasn't a closet built. People didn't use towel closets.
Uh-huh, I see.
They hung their clothes behind the doors.
Yeah, yeah. That seems so strange to me, but I guess it seems strange to have a closet for people who didn't use it. Mm-hmm. Which do you like best? Is it handier this way or handier the other way?
But that's the only closet I've got.
Huh.
I've got that cedar wardrobe, and you saw how full it is. And then I have an old wardrobe up yonder that has a hat place for hats up to the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it has three or four drawers here, and then you open up and hang here.
Uh-huh.
And I use that in my spare bedroom.
That's
not
what it is. What all kinds of cooking utensils did you used to have?
Well, mostly we had an old iron pot.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it, legs, three legs,
mm-hmm.
pots, lid. And of course you had wood stove.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd have a pot that would, you could take that eye off of the stove and it'd set closer to the fire.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
And then we had tin, just tin boilers and tin pans to cook biscuit in.
Uh-huh.
We had a great big old tin one. And it hold about 100 biscuits.
My goodness, this is making me hungry.
Mama made biscuits every day. I made biscuits every day when we moved out here. And everybody else did. And we didn't have light bread when John and I married. And he had to carry lunch.
Yeah.
He worked down at the railroad shops.
Yeah.
And
so he carried biscuits?
I'd put him, he liked scrambled eggs. And they would fix a sandwich, what you'd call a biscuit sandwich, better.
Mm-hmm.
And we always raised our own meat,
mm-hmm.
or bought it in big slabs.
Yeah.
And I'd fry it, and I'd cut it so as it fit in that biscuit
uh-huh.
on top of his egg,
uh-huh.
salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And I'd make about three of that.
That sounds good.
And about two of preserves and jelly,
uh-huh.
something.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And I always had cake or pie.
Uh-huh.
For his lunch.
Oh, I am hungry.
And he never drank coffee. He didn't drink much, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to fix anything. Now, later on, when he got to working nights, I'd fix him a thermos of hot coffee.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, of course, we had light bread later on. Well, for years then, after we married, and I went to A&M first time, I learned to make yeast bread,
uh-huh.
and I made our own bread.
Boy. Is it hard?
Oh, no. And I could make delightful bread. I sold it. I organized a farm woman's market.
No kidding?
Yeah. And we had on North 18th,
yeah.
right off of Waco Drive, right over in front of Sears on that corner there.
Yeah.
For about three or four years, and there was about 10 of us country women. I never had any milk and butter, you know, because John couldn't milk. My daddy gave me a heifer calf,
mm-hmm.
and I milked her with the first calf. And John just threw a fit every night, and he'd come in because I had to milk, and he couldn't milk.
Why couldn't you milk?
Huh?
Why couldn't you milk her?
Well, he just never had milk, and he just never did learn.
Oh.
And he kept saying, I'm not going to learn.
How funny.
Let's get rid of it. And we sold it. And you know what I did? I sold that cow, and I got $85 for her, and I gave $90 from my uncle, who had a furniture store in town, for a rug for my living room.
Great. Now that's the way to go. That's great. Sell something and